9N. Listen to the news report about a Yeti conference in Siberia. Take notes on how the following words are relevant in the story. In pairs, retell the story using the words.
And in other news, the search for the Yeti continues, people. Russia's vast wintry landscape hides many mysteries, from alleged UFO crash sites to once secret nuclear installations. Recently, a team of scientists announced that they were 95% certain that the Siberian tundra is home to the mythical Yeti, also known as the Abominable Snowman. More than a dozen scientists and Yeti enthusiasts flew in from Canada, the US, Estonia and Sweden to attend a day-long conference in Tashtagal, 3,200 kilometres east of Moscow. Here, in the Kemerovo region, locals have reported an increase in sightings of a mysterious creature. Dr. Igor Burtsev claims that around 30 Yetis live in the Kemerovo region. He thinks they're the last of the surviving Neanderthal men. A subsequent two-day expedition to the Azaskaya cave in the area apparently found irrefutable evidence of the Yeti's existence. The Kemerovo government released a statement saying that scientists have found footprints, a presumed bed, and various other markers that pointed to the presence of the Yeti in the area. In one of the detected tracks in the snow, Russian scientist Anatoly Fokin apparently noticed several hairs that, and I quote, might belong to the Yeti. The statement concluded that when faced with all this evidence, conference participants had to agree that the Yeti almost certainly lived in and around the Kemerovo region. Over the years, evidence of Yeti life has allegedly also been found in the Himalayas and in North America, where the creature is known as Sasquatch or Bigfoot. Conference participant Robin Lynn said, "I know they exist. I see them every day." She reported that she has a family of no fewer than 10 Yeti-like creatures living on her land in the US state of Michigan. John Binderangel, a Canadian wildlife biologist who has been studying the Yeti for over 30 years, also attended the conference. He said that he was shown some twisted willow branches, which the Yeti apparently uses to mark their territory, and some footprints. "The footprints were very vague," he said, "and I'm not entirely sure that it offers convincing evidence of the hominoids' existence in the area." Conference participants called for the launch of a media campaign to work towards a more serious approach to the Yeti in the mass media. "Most people think the Yeti is a joke," a man from Estonia said. "We want to change this attitude." Over the years, the Kemerovo government has hosted a number of stunts aimed at boosting the region's reputation as a Yeti centre. Former heavyweight boxing champion Nikolai Valuev, known as the Beast from the East, recently visited the area to look for the beast himself. Unfortunately, he failed to find it. Here ends the news. Our next bulletin is at 11. Perhaps we'll have some news about a kraken sighting, or a unicorn, or maybe even a confirmed sighting of the Loch Ness Monster at last. You never know. This is Rory O'Connor saying goodnight, and don't let the Yeti bite. Sorry, couldn't resist that. Good night.